Okay, we continue the Rambam. We're in Hilchos Malva Volova, Perek Chav Zayin, Halacha Tes Vav, Chapter 27, Law 15. Again, dealing with certain ambiguities in the text, and we're not sure exactly which way to take them. Okay, so now we have to note there are two acronyms that were written in Jewish documents. One is the word Seifel, Samach Fei Lamed. It stands for the word Sa'ah Plag, which means 1.5 saw. That's just like you should write, LB, pound, face, OZ, ounce, yeah, whatever.
So it's 1.5 saw?
So 1.5 saw. 1.5 saw. That's called seifel. There's another word called kefel, spelled with a kuf, not chaf, that means double, but kefel. Kefel is kav.
Is that the penalty?
No, it's not to be confused with that. It's the word kav, and a contraction of kav and peleg, 1.5 kav. Okay, now that's a sixth of a kav is six kavim make a saw. So it's 1/6 of the other one. It's much less. Again, seifel means, saw and pelag, pelam. It's a contraction. Saw and plag, 1.5 saw. And the other one is kav uplag. Now, 1.5 saw is 9 kavim. A 1.5 kav is 1.5 kav.
Right.
That's 6 times less. So it's a big difference in number. Would you not agree? It's 6 times the amount?
Yeah.
Okay. So now we're going to deal with a shtar. And in one part it writes seifel, and one part it writes kefel. Now, what do you think he meant? And it's a 6 times difference. So we've got to read and see what it says.
The last one that he wrote?
Well, let's see what happens. Kosov bo mil mala seifel. If on the top of the thing it says seifel, which is the bigger amount. And momata kefel below is the smaller amount. So as Paul said correctly, hakol ha'elech achar ha'tach. When we go with what the last one is, as we further get through negotiations, we come to a truer amount.
Same as we did
last week. Sheha kefel pachas min ha'seifel. So kefel is less than seifel, and you're going to give a sixth of what originally, whatever it was, a loan or a borrowing or a sale or whatever. What about the reverse? Kasav bo milmala kefel umilmala seifel. So now the upper one is the smaller amount, and below is the larger amount, seifel. So although you might say, okay, we'll go with the lower amount this time, and the lower amount will decide, but no, there's a new factor we haven't determined yet. Maybe there is an error in the script. Now let's look. Choshishin, maybe, Shema Zvuv, a fly can fly by while the ink is drying. And Hesir Regel Hakuf. If you look at the word Kefel and Seifel, the last two letters are the same. Now, you have Kefel. If you look at the letter Kuf, it's got a leg that goes down. Now, if you remove the leg, then you've got almost, the rest looks almost like a Samach. Very close. So even though the end... So the top says kefel and the bottom says seifel. Could be the bottom also said kefel. Could be it also said kefel. But we're concerned maybe the fly removed the leg off of the kuf. Venas is samach and it turned into a samach. And since therefore there's a reasonable amount to say that maybe even though the bottom is a larger amount, but it could be a typo. Therefore, in Gova Elamidas Kefal Akatana, you only can collect the Kefal, even though Sefal was at the end, but it could be the fly changed that. In any of these situations, the general rule is when you're not clear, Shiyad Bala Shtar Ala Tachton, the one who holds on to the document, who wants to collect, he has the lower hand, because whenever there's a doubt, we say, Hamotzi Mechareir of Arayev. You want to get out. So it's the guy with the document who wants to collect. So whenever there's equal doubts, as it were, he's on the low end of it. And therefore, but if it would be other wordings, where we couldn't, if it was not the fly routine over here, then we'd go with the latter reading. But now it's just as equal to say it was really the same word. You want to assume it's the same word. The reverse can't happen, because on the back end of a seifel, You know, a kefil, the fly couldn't make a seifel into a kefil, but he can make a kefil into a seifel. So that's why that could happen at the back end under that situation.
Why don't you say don't use contractions?
I mean, like,
there's no end.
Flies and, you know, it's a bit less precise. I mean,
sorry.
I'm worried about flies.
There's always going to be something that could look like something else. So what can you do? Okay, now,
so careful not to leave it.
Here comes the second. Here comes the second story. Ma'isa v'shtar, this is a story in the Gemara, the v'shtar, Shari Kosovo wrote the following ambiguous term. Sheish meos, 600, v'zuz echad, and one zuz. Mm-hmm. Now, normally you say 601 zuz. That would be very clear. It says 600 and one zuz. We're not sure. What does he mean, 600 and one zuz? Does he mean... Is it 600 zuz and one zuz? Or sheish meos astera. An astera is another coin. It's a machlokes. Some say an astera is two zuz, but the Rambam seems to learn it's a half a zuz. Okay? So it's 600 of a half a zuz and the zuz and one whole zuz.
So it's 300.
That's going to be half the price. Because he didn't say 601 zuz. He said 600 and one zuz, right? 600 and zuz, 600 and zuz echad. So that's not clear. So it means 600 esteras, which are half zuzes, and one zuz. So amr chachamim, so again, since you're in doubt, what are we going to do? We're going to take the lower amount. Yitol sheishmos esterei, the most he can collect is 600 half zuzes and a full zuz. So 301 zuz. Why again? Shad bala shtar ala tachtona. The owner of the document is the lower end of the deal. Aye, but now, of course, what's the next question you could ask? Wait a minute. Aren't there other coinages which are even a lower denomination?
Prutas.
The astero is half of that. But isn't there something smaller than that, like a pruta?
Yeah.
So maybe why should he get something worth 300 zuz? Let's find a pruta, which is much far less. Why don't we say it's 300 pennies plus a zuz? Im kein lama lo namer sheshos prut of a zuz, because it's 600 something. Let's go with the smallest coin, because we say that the one with that is on the lower hand. Give him the lowest hand possible. So the great answer. Visha prutos kolel osen a sol for zuz, because X amount of prutos become a zuz. Right? So, and what's the numbering over here? 192 prutos make a zuz. So why'd you say 600 zuz?
Prutos.
Prutos, when that would really be two zuz and whatever the other change of prutos is. So whatever you can make the number smaller, you imagine you make a deal. Okay, I'm selling it to you for 12,000 pennies. No, 12,008 pennies. Well, I think, if I'm right, that would be $120.08 pennies, if my math is right. Wouldn't you rather say $120.08 pennies? So just because it said, so if he said 12,000, we're not assuming means pennies, because those can all be incorporated in something larger. But asterios already, those are big denominations, and we don't usually incorporate them into something larger. V'yachar kosim, once they incorporate, then they write the zuzim, the pruta separately. We do by the normal business practices, and therefore we would assume what is reasonable to assume what that number meant. Okay, let's move on now to Zayin, another one of those things are not clear, ambiguous expressions. So we said that the istero is, we said an istero ends up being worth 96 prutos. 96 prutos, okay? So now, what if the guy writes, shtar shekasev bo istero mea mei? Now, what do those three words mean? Estera is an estero. An estera is equal to 96 prutos. Mea is 100. Mei is another word for pruta. So really, you put the words together, it sounds like this. 96 prutos, 100 prutos. Okay? Or the reverse. Or shekas of mea mei, 100 prutos. Estera, 96 prutos. Right? So what did he mean? So haleich achar poshe blashos. We go after the smallest expression. He only takes one ester, which is 96 prutos, and that would be the smaller one. Again, shiyad bala shtar la tachtona, Because the owner of the documents on the lower hand, Mipnei Shua Motzi Mechaver, is trying to get from the guy, Vein Motzi, Ela Bedavar Shem Basel. We don't take where there's no doubt. Levigach, therefore, Kol Shtar Sheyesh Bo Mash Meshtei Lashonis, any document where it can be read and understood in any one of two ways, Shemakach or Shemakach, maybe it's this way, maybe it's that way, Eina Notel Ela Pach, which we're saying to take the smallest of them. However, even though the one or the star only is allowed to take a small amount, but what if he decides to chop and he grabs from the guy the bigger amount?
That's just not.
If he grabs the higher amount, we don't take it from his hand because now he's the muchsuk and now we can't take it away from him. Ela Braya Brua, with a clear proof that it shouldn't be that way. In other words, yeah, you really have to have proof to take it, Mr. Star. But if you grabbed it, can't say you're wrong. So then you guys have to have a good proof to knock him out. Okay, similar ambiguities in Halacha Yudzayin. Kasav Bo, what if the guy writes, this is what I'm selling to you for matpeyas of, a golden matpeya. Now we're not sure what kind of golden coin we're talking about. There's a number of different types of golden coins. So that the smallest one, the assumption is, ein pachas midinar zov. He never meant less than a golden coin that's called a dinar zov. That's 25 silver coins worth. That's what it means. And not any lower type, except that's the general assumption. What if the guy says, Zahav dinrin, golden coins? So how many coins is golden coins?
More than one.
Or dinarim zov, or golden coins, or coins golden. It can't be less than two. That's the minimum plural. And the general coinage of a dinar zahav. What if he says like this? I'm selling to you four zahav bidinarim. The material of gold in a currency that's not of gold. In other words, the gold mass in another denomination of coin. Not a coin. Let's say the amount of gold in a loony.
You know, that's a bit of gold.
Amount of gold in a coin.
Yeah. Okay. A specific coin.
So now, how much is he going to give? Which coin are we going to pick? You have to pick a certain coin we're going to pick, and that's how much gold will be in that coin. Remember, it says in coins. Material, golden material in coins.
Yeah.
So it's got to be two. So it can't be less than two silver coins, but if they would be with gold. And anything similar to that, sleek aloho hilchas malva v'loiva b'shatashmaya, and Baruch Hashem, we've now finished the laws of malva and loiva.